Hello everyone, welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin our lesson today, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's always such a joy to be able to come before you with your Word in hand, knowing that you are ready to teach us and guide us by your Holy Spirit into all truth about yourself, your Son Jesus, and your ways. And so today as we study this book of Galatians again, I pray, Lord, that you will bless our time and help us to live according to the ways that you teach us today. We'll give you thanks for this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is A Debtor to Do the Whole Law, and it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 3. Paul the Apostle knew there were those among the church members at Galatia who believed that they must go through the ritual of circumcision to be saved. They also believed that those who trusted in Jesus must follow the law of God in order to be saved. Paul is addressing these members as he challenges their line of thinking. If what they are believing is true, then those who are circumcised must also follow every aspect of the law of God. In chapter 5 and verse 3 of the book of Galatians, Paul continues to confront them. He wrote, "For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law." Paul begins this verse with, "For I testify again to every man that is circumcised." As though the first time in verse 2 was not enough, Paul makes an additional appeal to those who have submitted to circumcision. Paul, who was indeed the apostle of Jesus Christ, born a Jew, and a steep follower of the law as a Pharisee, who probably knew more about the law than anyone to whom he was writing, makes a second appeal for every man who is circumcised to think about what he is about to declare. Paul continued that he is a debtor to do the whole law. In other words, if a man was to substitute the tradition of circumcision for salvation, then he must also follow every aspect of the law as well. This is impossible with man, but was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. There would be no need for Jesus if we could keep the law of God. And it isn't that we might not keep one aspect of the law. No, rather it is that we must keep every rule, law, and ritual within the law. We must abide by every jot or tittle of the law if we are to be righteous before God. Herein lies our problem. We cannot keep the law of God perfectly. And although there were those among the church members in Galatia who were attempting to abide by the rule of circumcision, they would certainly fail on some other aspect of the law. If anyone should think that he or she could keep the law, they also should turn to the Sermon on the Mount found in the Gospel of Matthew in chapters 5 through 7 to see how Jesus showed us that violation to the spirit of the law was as though we break it. To be a debtor to the law means certain failure, because we cannot keep the law. Jesus, however, did keep the whole law, and because he paid the price for our failure to keep it by dying on the cross, now our belief and trust in him becomes all we need for salvation. We are in debt to the law no longer, because Jesus Christ paid for all the debt we might ever incur. Next time, we will see what Paul has to say about falling from grace. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.